The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an overtime loss in Edmonton in front of a crowd of 18,347 fans at Rogers Place. The final score, the Edmonton Oilers 3, the San Jose Sharks 2 in that OT. Sharks get a point, and the disappointment with third period leads continues, but this one had a combination of things that gives the Sharks more confidence, but yet gives them more disappointment on this, the shortest day of the year. Cody Ceci also celebrated his 31st birthday today, coming back to the city where he went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last year. Now, let's talk about how this game happened today. In the beginning of this contest, the Sharks wanted to be aggressive against the Edmontonians, and they were. They wanted to take the game to them and catch them while they were just getting their skates wet. 3:23 into the first period, Luke Cunnan would be the beneficiary of a great battle win by Alex Wennberg and some great anticipation, too, by Timothy Liljegren to get the puck out of the zone. And the combination of those two players got it to Cunnan for the first goal of the game. And now the Oilers able to flick it into the Sharks' end. How long will it stay there? Well, it depends on whether Timothy Liljegren can get the puck now beyond the D, and he does. There's a chase for it down the right wing side and getting it to it first in the offensive. And Wennberg centers in front. They score! Oh, what a play by the Sharks. Luke Cunnan getting it from Wennberg, who wins the foot race. Cunnan driving to the right circle and ripping that one-timer right past Pickard at 3 minutes and 23 seconds of this first frame. The Sharks are up 1-0, and for Luke Cunnan, that is his ninth goal of the year. That was a great foot race win by Wennberg, but he also protected the puck for a split second, and he spotted Luke breaking down into the right wing faceoff circle, and from the right wing corner, Wennberg fed it out in front. Liljegren also assisted, and the Sharks were on top by the score of 1-0. This game featured some great back-and-forth action, but it was the real star goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov in nets for the San Jose Sharks that should give every Sharks fan a tremendous hope for the present and the future. Here he is against the Connor McDavid line in the first period. But here comes the Oilers attack. Down the left wing side, it's McDavid dropping it back toward the points. In front! Oh, what a save! By goaltender Askarov. McDavid's play to the front of the net got to Nugent Hopkins, and he looked like he was going to be able to rip it home, but somehow Yaroslav Askarov gets to it, and the Sharks keep it 1-0 San Jose. That was just a great save, one of many that Askarov would make. A lot more in the second period, but we'll get to that in a moment. Edmonton would finally come back, and McDavid, creating space and just performing all of his magic, set up Zach Hyman, who had an open shot to the net to tie it up. Held in by Bouchard. Bouchard looks for McDavid, drives it off to the far side. McDavid exchanging passes, now picking up his energy, spinning off the check there on the far side of the ice, dropping it off to Bouchard, who moves down the left wing, turns away along the boards there against Wennberg, hands off to McDavid, who goes back behind the goal line. He's flying. He throws it off to the left. Score! So that's all McDavid. Zach Hyman over there on the far side of the ice is going to snap it home. No chance for Askarov. But McDavid just whirling around the offensive zone like a man possessed, creating the space and then spotting Hyman over in the left circle. And it was just a simple drop to the net. 1-1 the score. Great goal by Hyman, his 12th of the year for McDavid and Bouchard. So McDavid extending his point scoring streak to 8 consecutive games, and it was his first of 3 points on the day. Hyman extended his goal scoring streak to 5 straight. He's got 6 goals in that span and points in 5 straight as well. 1-1 the score, but a minute and change later, Jan Ruda, who hadn't scored since earlier in this calendar year, would come up with a big one. In the neutral zone, 1-1 the score. Here comes Wallman for the Sharks across the line. Delayed penalty coming up against Edmonton. The Sharks get the extra skater out. Ruda the shot. Score! Jan Ruda bangs it in during the delayed penalty. Sharks 2 and Oilers 1. And for Jan Ruda of the San Jose Sharks, that is goal number 1 on the year. How sweet that was for Jan Rutta to put the Sharks in front by the score of 2-1. He gets his first from Wallman and Celebrini at 8 minutes and 21 seconds of the first period of play. In his 399th game of his career, Jan Rutta gets his first goal after a 35-game goalless drought dating back to April the 13th in a home game for the Sharks against Minnesota. Jake Wallman also gets to the 25-point mark for the ninth time amongst players in the NHL this year that played defense. That is, he is the ninth player to get to that point. Macklin Celebrini also assisted on that Rutta goal. Okay, so 2-1 Sharks at the end of one. So far, so good. Here we go to the second period. Listen to this. The shots were 23-7 in favor of the Edmontonians. You would expect that this high-powered offense would get some goals, right? Now, there were a couple of missed open nets in this game, but this was Yaroslav Askarov's period to shine. And here's some examples of that. But Timothy Liljegren goes back to get it for the Sharks in his own end, and he gets it around the boards. Kovalenko, though, lost it wide open in front. Henrik, a backhand chance. Oh, what a save! Askarov stops that with his right-handed catching glove hand. A point-blank chance all by himself was Adam Henrique. And somehow Askarov calmly makes the save and hangs on. He looked calm all day. Askarov with 23 saves in the second period and zero goals against. That's not a Sharks record, but it's the first time in a long time that it's happened. And here's some more saves by Askarov in that second frame. Leon Draisaitl steps on for Edmonton. Beats Wenberg to the draw, and Nurse keeps it in. Now here's Kapanen in front. There's a one-time shot by Putt Colson. Another great pad save by Askarov. He makes another kick save and another great stop. Oh, man, one off of Kapanen, another one off of Putt Colson. The goaltending theatrics of Yaroslav Askarov has been mind-boggling. It sure has been mind-boggling. That second period, 23 saves, no goals against for Askarov. Just in case you're wondering, the all-time Sharks record for most saves in a period is 24. So he was one away from tying the record set by Wade Flaherty way, way back in March of 1996 on the road in Colorado in the third period of a Sharks 5-3 win at the old McNichols Arena. But that gave the Sharks an opportunity to win. They would have loved to have had a chance to get that third insurance goal. That could have really put a damper into Edmonton for the rest of the game. But Askarov was called on to make more saves as the third period waged on. Thrun's in front of the net trying to defend. Taking it here, Kapanen dropped it off near boards. A drop pass, Putt Colson, throw it to the front of the net. And another golden chance for Edmonton. Twisted wide of the goal. Another chance. Stopped by Askarov off Putt Colson. The Sharks are getting a couple of bounces go their way right now because there were couple of 4x6s that Edmonton should have scored on, and then Askarov made a sprawling save and was able to hang on. And so it was still 2-1 Sharks, but time was a-wasting, and it was dwindling, and we were in nail-biting time for sure. Final minute of play. Goaltender Pickard pulled for Edmonton, extra skater on, and all of those high-powered players for the Edmontonians came through with only 18 seconds or so left in the game. Down low, back behind the goal line in the Sharks zone. 28 seconds remaining in the third. The Sharks are bending, but they're bending deeply here. Bouchard keeps in for the Oilers. Now to McDavid. He holds it. He throws it across the ice. It's into the slot. They score! Well, there's Mattias Ekholm. It was bound to happen at some point if the Sharks couldn't get it out toward the empty net. And Ekholm, who got the game winner in overtime against the Boston Bruins last game out, ties this with the extra attacker on with 17.3 seconds to go in the game. And it is a frustrated group of Sharks that can't believe what just happened. They couldn't believe it, but they'd better believe it. 1942, the time of that goal. Mattias Ekholm's fifth from Corey Perry and Connor McDavid, and that forced overtime. Now, the Sharks knew they had 1 point in OT. 3-on-3 against a team like this, you better strike early. And that's how the Oilers felt about it. And in overtime, they would get control of the puck and continue their quest to get the victory. Leon Draisaitl, who had a couple of amazing chances that missed the net, would get it. Edmonton's got the rush down the left side with Draisaitl across the line. Slides it far side of the ice, put to the middle. Here comes McDavid, dances to the front of the net. Dreisaitl shoots, and he scores. Now that is as disappointing as you can get. Leon Dreisaitl has had several empty nets that he missed. He gets redemption with the game-winning goal in overtime from McDavid, who ends up with three assists. But for the San Jose Sharks, a sixth consecutive game in which they had a lead in the third period. They are 1-5. They've lost four straight of those games. This one in overtime, but it hurts just as badly as the last. Final score, Edmonton 3, the Sharks 2. San Jose has to settle for one single point. Game-winning goal, Leon Dreisaitl, the league's leading goal scorer, his 24th of the year. McDavid getting his third point of the day. Evan Bouchard getting his second assist. And so all the big boys did well for Edmonton when it really mattered. Edmonton wins 3-2 in OT. A couple of notes about those points that those big guys got. Dreisaitl and McDavid extended their point-scoring streaks to eight consecutive games. Edmonton is 7-1 in those games. They are just absolutely flying. McDavid has 17 points in the eight games, and Leon Dreisaitl, with the one goal, has 7 goals and 12 assists, 19 points. So 37 points between those two guys in the team's last eight games. It's no wonder that they are 7-1. On the other side, another loss for the Sharks with a third-period lead. This one in overtime, maybe not quite as bad as the regulation losses they had in the previous three, but the Sharks' winless streak continues, and this is one that's a little disturbing. In the last eight games in which the Sharks have led in the third period, San Jose has scored only one goal for their side, and that's something that obviously is going to have to change. The Sharks' record now dropping back to 11-19-6. They have 28 points, while the Edmonton Oilers, solidly in the playoffs, have a 20-11-2 record for 42 points on the year, and they move a point ahead of the LA Kings into the second position in the Pacific Division because LA lost in Nashville in overtime, so the Kings got 1 point, Edmonton got two, and the Oilers vault into second place behind Vegas. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.